The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I'm joined in the studio by Mick Norton to look ahead to three contests at Wolverhampton on Monday. We're going to look at the 3:30, the 4 o'clock and the 4:30 on the all weather. We're also going to look back at the best of Saturday's action. Great action at Haydock and Ascot, and we'll have a brief look back at that as Q Card landed the Betfair Chase for the Tizard team. But we'll start by saying good morning, Mick Norton. How are you?
Yes, good. Thanks, Alex. A bit of a head cold, but not feeling ill with it. Just hope it doesn't interfere with the broadcast.
Oh, no. Fingers crossed anyway, yeah. Hopefully we'll have you right as rain pretty soon. Surely a few hours in the studio with Craig Forsyth, Richard McGrath and Darren Owen will do the world a good.
One would hope so, wouldn't one?
Right, we'll start by looking at yesterday's action. We'll kick things off at Haydock, where Q Card landed the Betfair Chase for the Tizard team, beat Dinast into second, Silvino Conti back in third. All in all, a pretty deserved win for Q Card, one that a lot of people had written off. I wouldn't say people had forgotten about, but in a field of such class, he certainly wasn't strongly fancied, but got the job done, and got it done very nicely indeed.
He outstayed them and he outjumped them. Don't forget, it was over 3 mile, 1 furlong on the outer track at Haydock, and so further for them to go. They've beefed up the fences at Haydock, so they want jumping. They can't just crash through them like they used to be able to. I think there's a very meritorious performance from the very much maligned Q Card, who never gets the credit for what he's done. And I think it was highly encouraging for the for the younger brigade that 7-year-olds filled the first three places, so I think plenty to look forward to in the next weeks and months at the highest level over fences at these sort of trips.
A market step up in trip for Q Card yesterday. Only been tried at that trip once before, and that was in the King George, where he wasn't disgraced. It was very heavy ground that day, and
made a couple of early mistakes, knocked him out of his rhythm. He's very much a rhythm horse, isn't he? And he did get into that that yesterday. Okay. And I think I was brilliant the way George changed his tactics early. You know, I think he set off to make it, but he could sense that he was very keen early on. So instead of sort of letting him ball, he just was quite content to get a lead for a few fences until he'd got him settled. I mean, Roy Demy did a sterling job just helping Joe to get Q Card into that all-important rhythm. And, well, after that, it was race over, wasn't it? He jumped for fun and won going away.
Q Card now 10 career victories from just 19 runs. You look at the horses that have beaten him. We've got Menorah, Menorah, Alpha Roff, Spirit Sun, Bobsworth, Sprinter Sacra, Long Run,
Sprinter Sacra twice,
and
yeah.
Summersby. All bar Summersby, which obviously was the run last time out where
that was a handicap.
Him off. That was a handicap, conceding a lot of weight, first run of the season. He's been coming up against horses who, when they've beaten him, have been fully in their prime.
And he's always given it his best shot, whatever they've asked him to do, in bumpers, over hurdles, in his novice chases, and now at the highest level over fences, he's always delivered, hasn't he, for them?
And apologies, I missed out Grand Cru there, unseated rider on that occasion.
Yes.
But again, that was at a time when Grand Cru could do little wrong. So
absolutely.
Certainly Q Card won to I think I'd agree with you. I think he does slip under the radar sometimes because he's maybe from a less fashionable yard, or people are too quick to just say, to just dismiss him. But certainly got his big pot yesterday, a deserved success. Disappointments of that race, obviously Bobsworth is the main one, went off the 15-8 market leader. But didn't really look like landing a significant blow, really.
He didn't, did he? He didn't jump as clear as he can. But don't forget, when we did preview the Betfair Chase earlier in the week, I think I said at the time he needed every yard of the 3 1/4 to win the Gold Cup last year. And, I mean, he on a flat track around Haydock, was never really going to play to his strengths at the highest level, especially first time up. So I wasn't totally surprised. I was a bit disappointed that he didn't, put up more of a fight. But, to finish some 10 lengths behind Tidal Bay has got to be a bit of a disappointment, hasn't it? But I think the first three deserve plenty of credit. Q-Card, Dynast and Salviniaco Conti, who were both having the first starts of the season.
Yeah.
Whereas at least Q-Card was race fit. Plenty to look forward to, as we said, Alex.
Bobsworth now 5-1 for the Gold Cup. From about three.
I would just forget the run and see what he does next time. More concern to me was that's the second modest run in succession for a long run. Who just doesn't do that? It's not him, is it? Usually thereabouts, isn't he?
Yeah.
That would be more of a concern.
Runners to come out of that race. Well, I'll just run you quickly through the Gold Cup betting, just if you are fancying an anti-post wager. Bobsworth and Sir Deschamps, the 5-1 joint favourites. Q-Card now 7-1, Salviniaco Conti 8s, Dynast at 10s, Alfa off 14s, and 20s or bigger the rest, including Long Run in at 33s, although I heard whispers yesterday that Long Run would be perhaps aimed at the Grand National, which...
I think it'd be perfect for the National. I think that's what he wants nowadays. I mean, he wasn't stopping at the end of the Betfair. He's just galloping now, isn't he? And,
do you think he's jumping at hold-up?
I think it would, yeah. Okay. I think he's very clever, and I think he'd be a great ride. Give Sam a great spin round Aintree.
OK, then. We'll move from the talk of the Grand National to Wolverhampton on Monday afternoon. We'll kick things off with the 3:30. It is a handicap over 7 furlongs with 10 runners down to go to post. Not too bad a contest, this. We've got consistent types, the likes of Lucky Lodge, Orpsey Boy, Kimbali are often there or thereabouts. Barbados Bob got his head in front when last seen for the Wigan team. And the money, often when the money's down for the Wigan team, you're going to get a decent run. And I think he was quietly fancied that day and was backed into 13-8 for the his first start for the yard, obviously an Irish import. We'll start with him then. Do you think he can follow that up?
Well, he was trained by Edward Lynham in Ireland, and he landed that gamble, as you said, at Southwold, despite looking totally unease on the track. And I think he'd be much happier back on Polytrack. He did have experience of Dundalk when he was trained in Ireland by Edward Lynham. And that was a maiden, that he broke his maiden the other day. So his handicap mark is unchanged. 67 was the mark he had when he won that maiden. But it's worth remembering that he was rated 78 at his best in Ireland, and he was only beaten 3 3/4 lengths in a very competitive nursery at Leopardstown worth $13,000. So, and he was only, I think, a 5-1 shot for that race. So I think he's better than his mark, and I think he'll be much happier on Polytrack, and I think he'll back up against some creditable but beatable opposition. The best of them, probably the two I'm going to throw at you, is our Hellbender, who's a Southwell specialist, but at least comes here in good form, and has won on the Polytrack off a £2 higher mark, so not discounted, but does have to put a modest run behind him from last time. And the other one who comes into it in good form is Kimbali, who was claimed out of Richard Fye's yard after finishing second in a Lingfield claimer. Those recent sort of little run of good efforts of all coming claimers, not so good in handicaps, back in handicap company here for his new connections now with David Evans. George Baker's been booked to ride. I would expect a decent enough run, but I'll be surprised if either of those or any of them are good enough to beat Barbados Bob.
Okay then, Barbados Bob, the pick there in the 3:30. The next race that we'll look at is the 4 o'clock from Wolverhampton. It is a handicap over a mile. 8 runners down to go to post. Nice each way angle to the race if all of them stay in. And a pretty interesting contest here. There's not a whole lot of winning form available. Dan Silly Dutch and Candy Kitten and Delightful Sleep, actually, have got their head in front recently. But infrequent winners, you could probably give a chance to most of these.
Well, I think the selection is going to be Dan Silly Dutch. Still fairly lightly raced. This is only its fourth start for David O'Meara, and landed a course and distance handicap last time off a £3 lower mark. And it's worth remembering, you know, that they're still getting to know this filly, and she was rated in the high 60s when trained by Andy Crook, and David O'Meara, just the man to conjure a little bit more out of her. And this is weak. I mean, really is weak. And I think she'll be able to take advantage and follow up that course and distance win of 9 days ago. The opposition, the three-year-old Candy Kitten, a course and distance winner, she's still fairly lightly raced. She's slightly... She's got to put that... disappointing run, but this is only her third run here at Wolverhampton. She is quite well handicapped if you look at it that way, but I don't know. I'm just not convinced, although she, on the plus side, she is comparatively lightly raced. And the other one is Bal Atha Cliath, who wears blinkers for the first time. Been in decent form on the level, but ran over hurdles last time, was beaten an awful long way, and maybe that's why the blinkers are on. Was in fair form here prior to going hurdling and at Southwell, so in a very weak race is of interest, but I think Dan Silly Dutch is still lightly raced for David O'Meara. I think it'll conjure up a bit more improvement out of him.
Okay, then. The final race that we'll look at is the 4:30. It's a nursery over 7 furlongs with 9 runners down to go to post. Tricky race to call this. We've got a few pretty exposed types up at the head of the weights, and then down at the bottom, as happens in nurseries, horses that haven't shown much so far, but you wouldn't put it past them to improve beyond recognition, really.
No, if the money started coming for any of those dark horses, the handicap debutants like Spreadable or Bolo, you might sit up and take notice, but all I can go on is the form book, and the one with the form in the book is Starlight Princess, who wasn't winning out of turn at Kempton last time. She's £4 higher than that, but she had been knocking on the door in previous competitive nurseries at Kempton, but she did run well here on her only previous visit, and now she's got her head in front. There could well be more to come. I think her biggest danger is the stable companion, My Deliza, who chased her home in third at Haydock, gets £4 for 1¾ lengths, but I don't think that will be enough. Starlight Princess got into a bit of a bumpy match with one of her rivals, which probably sort of narrowed down the winning margin, and I think she'll confirm her superiority over a stable companion, although Stan Moore does have a strong hand in the race, and that could well be the forecast. Of minor interest in the race is Larson Bay, who, going back to its debut and its Goodwood runs, wouldn't be without a chance, and started evens for that Goodwood maiden after a promising debut. But the last two have been very disappointing, especially last time at Nottingham, albeit on very soft ground. Might be worth another chance in first-time cheek pieces, judged on those first two runs. It is a bit of a leap of faith required, but he has got ability, this horse, and he might be forgotten as far as the betting goes. So might be worth keeping an eye on, but for me, Starlight Prince to beat a stable companion, My Deliza, might be the safest option.
Okay, then, Starlight Princess to beat My Deliza for a Stanmore. Potential forecast there for Mick in Wolverhampton's 4:30. Could you just run through your three picks at Wolverhampton on Monday afternoon for us, please, Mick?
Yes, it's low-key stuff, but a winner's a winner, isn't it? And the 3:30 at Wolverhampton, I think Barbados Bob will supplement his Southwell gains of 11 days ago on a surface that he did tackle in Dundalk when trained by Edward Lynham. I think Dan Silly Dutch has probably got more to come now that David O'Meara's finding the key to her. She was rated in the high 60s when trained by Andy Crook, and she can race here on Monday off 56 after that course and distance handicap win last time. And in the 4:30, the nursery, I'm expecting Starlight Prince to back up her Kempton gains from only a £4 higher mark. The main danger probably being the filly who chased her home in third last time, a stable companion, My Deliza.
Okay, great stuff, Mick. Good luck with those selections and enjoy the action.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.